At Texas Mutual Insurance Company, safety is number one. It's how we help protect Texas workers and help our policyholders build stronger businesses. Want to learn more about the number one way to a safer workplace? Ask your agent or go to WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, one of the great Texas brands, been around for a long time now, going back to the 80s, is Taco Bueno. And they kind of gone through slowdowns and then, you know, building the brand back up again and expansion. Now they've got some deep pockets behind them. TPG owns it. And they've got a great CEO who's going to become a big television star here on Undercover Boss very shortly. But he's joined us today, so you get to say you knew him when. Mike Roper is president, CEO of Taco Bueno. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, David. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. You don't have makeup on or anything.
No, not this time.
You're just a regular guy.
Just a regular guy.
So, wait, I want to talk about the business, but I got to talk about the TV show, first of all. I mean, it's got this big following, and I would guess it'd be harder and harder to go undercover and fool the very people whose paychecks you signed.
Sure.
Was it tough?
It was easier than it seems, because even though I am out a lot in the restaurants and, you know, pretty visible and vocal just out there in front of all of our team members and everything, they did a really great job of disguising me. If you've seen the disguise, you know, they shaved my head, I got blonde hair, I've got a goatee going on here, some kind of like, you know, real thick glasses that look really sporty, if you want to say. So it actually came across really well.
Did you affect a Texas accent by any chance? Because, you know, you don't sound like you're from Texas.
I'm not from Texas originally. I'm from Chicago originally. They did ask me if I could do an accent to try to hide my Chicago. And it comes out a lot when I talk a lot. I couldn't do that. I tried for about 5 seconds and said, I'm going to abandon that. You know, we're not going to do that.
So tell me about the business. We had this big story that came Monday, I guess, one of your competitors, I would assume, Taco Cabana had sort of abandoning the concept of this spinoff, Pollo Tropical. They're public, and they're mm-hmm. driven by earnings, and they have to open their Kubotas every 3 months. Do you enjoy being private?
Yeah, it's great being private, because there's a lot of advantages. Now, there's advantages to being public as well, but, you know, some of the advantages we have is we don't have to necessarily open the kimono, as you want to say. And share what's going on. But things have been going great. The business is great. We're expanding. We're opening up 10 locations this year alone, corporately owned. And then we're getting into the whole franchise side of the business as well.
So, I think of you as a Texas brand. I know you didn't start here. I think the company actually started in Abilene, mm-hmm. but got here as quickly as it could. So where are you now? What are the plans? What's the reach?
Well, so far, we're in 7 states. Again, our core markets are the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or North Texas, right?
Yeah.
So from Abilene out to Longview and everywhere kind of in between. Then you go up into Oklahoma, is really big markets for us as well. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and all the surrounding, you know, areas out towards Lawton and things. And then we're in other states as well. We're in Kansas, we're in Missouri, we're in Louisiana, we're in Colorado Springs. I'm missing one. So Arkansas, and we're also in Arkansas.
So do you have scale now that you can do, you know, you can buy regional advertising and the things that come with size?
Oh, for sure. So we're very kind of a condensed brand. So we're just in those 7 states, 183 locations that are out there. And but we're very big in those areas. So we're big players. So we're on television, we're on radio, we're on social media, we're in digital marketing. So we're able to play with all the other big guys out there, if you want to say, since we are so kind of concentrated here, we can afford to buy media like that.
So do you carve out an identity that's separate? I mean, there are a lot of places that have drive-thru windows and serve Mexican food now.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you.
But we're Taco Bueno, right? So
yeah.
It's different, okay? This is our 50th year anniversary, so we've been around for a long time. And so we actually have a lot of our consumers, and we actually call them Bueno heads, is what they're known as. We've got about 300,000 in our email database and another 250,000 following us on Facebook. So over 500,000 Bueno heads that are out there. And these are fans that are so passionate about the brand. And because we've been around for 50 years, we have a lot of situations where we have grandparents who have brought their children who are now bringing their grandchildren. It's like a family affair. And so it's fantastic from that perspective. And that's where a lot of our, it's just in the blood. It's in the culture of this area.
But you know, when you have a following like that, it's hard to, I would guess there's some natural pushback to being innovative, but everybody seems to be, every brand now seems to be going out far afield and opening up. I mean, am I ever going to see a Taco Bueno, you know, feta wrapped with
some kind of crazy stuff that's out there. Yeah, I mean, it's we're going to stay true to ourselves. You know, so we've got great Tex-Mex food. We make it the right way. We've been doing that for a long time. You know, for just a quick example, it takes over 30 hours to make our refried beans. So it's not like a powdered, product that you put hot water in. We do it the right way. So we're going to keep doing that and stay true to what Tex-Mex is about. But we are going to innovate as well. And by that, it's really more flavors. So you're looking at things like maybe smoked chicken or rotisserie chicken. You're looking at lobster tacos and
lobster tacos.
Different angles like that you can do to bring some different flavors and taste without getting too far away from the core of our business.
So where's your test kitchen? I like the lobster taco idea.
Those are actually in test right now. We've got 5 stores that are testing that. It's doing pretty well.
Well, we're going to have to try it. So, what are the challenges right now? I mean, we hear, it's a tight labor market. We hear. I mean, I've seen some McDonald's and others sort of going to automated, kiosks to cut back on labor. Is that a problem?
Labor is always a problem to try to find the right people, but it's and especially in the economy today when there's when it's growing in general. So there's a lot of people, a lot of competition for the crew members and the managers that we're looking for. But we've been able to stay, kind of ahead of that through some technology that's out there, but not like technology you might see in the restaurants per se. It's more in the how do you recruit people. So we've got like a texting program that you can text and do an application by texting.
Let's talk
to people that way, right? Doing stuff on Facebook and the different social media things to attract people.
What about commodity prices? Mm-hmm. Are they in line, or is that, I guess that's always going to be a challenge.
Yeah, commodities go up and down, obviously, all over the place, depending on what's happening. Right now, you've got a pretty good environment when it comes to beef prices and dairy prices, so that's been kind of stable and where we, like it to be. Everything I'm reading looking forward is we're not going to have a huge increase in commodity prices for this year, so hopefully we'll be able to hold all that steady.
All right, so... Have you seen the finished product of your TV show?
No, that's one of the interesting things. They do not show you the finished product. So Friday night when it airs, I'm going to see you this first time, just like anybody.
Are you going to be around of a lot of other people and at a party and risk embarrassment, or are you going to watch it in there?
Absolutely. I'm not afraid to be embarrassed over anything. We actually have rented a movie theater. And we've got over 100 people from the corporate office and their families coming to join it and watch it with me and my family at the same time. So it'll be out there all together.
So at David Bonderman, this TPG people going to be?
I don't think David Bonderman's going to be there. but it's more of our corporate office and our corporate support staff and field people that'll be there.
Well, it's exciting, and it's really, it's interesting watching them choose you actually, because I think of this as this regional brand that we've watched grow up, and I guess you're all grown up now.
It was interesting because I think what really attracted them, they had approached us years ago, and for whatever reason we didn't do it. That was before my time here.
Yeah.
And then we won last year. We won America's favorite Mexican QSR restaurant. And so that then, it wasn't just a regional award. It was America's award. So we were able to beat all the big guys and all the little other regional players that are out there to become America's favorite. And that's what attracted them. Coming in to talk to us again, so it's a pretty big deal.
Well, it'll be fun to watch, more fun to watch now that we know you. Mike Roker's the president and CEO of Taco Bueno. It's good to have you with us. Good to meet you.
Glad to be here.
Thanks
nice
a
you.
Lot. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.